Blog Talk Radio.
My ideas and content must be a reality, so all my dreams can come to be a possibility. All success starts with a decision just to try. Failing is inevitable if we do not fight. Knowing your purpose, meaningful life. Great execution bring confidence in your smile. If you believe, then you can fly. Don't waste no more time, you can soar up to the sky. Say I'm a winner, greatest live inside of me. Nothing you can do to stop me from the lead, yeah. I know I can, I know I will, 'cause I'm a winner. To greet the morning sun, to ensure what I said I'll do what's really done. Come in my plans, I got no procrastination. All weakness in my life I have to overcome. No time for doubt, no time for fear. Problems will come, but I will let them disappear. I cannot slow down, I have to run. I see the time and I must complete the mission, 'cause I'm a winner.
on my way, acknowledge you. If you said no, then I won't move. Quick to listen, I cannot speak, cause now your spirit speaks to me. A peace of mind
right there before me. Looks enticing, but I know that's not what God wants for me. Won't go no further unless I know He's leading me. Took 5 steps forward, but lost instead because of me. I made a decision that my life is gonna be about God. I may not be famous, cause I wanna sing a righteous song. Don't worry about me, my problems won't be money. It's better to please God than having everyone bowing at my feet. So I'm going down on my knee, I'm begging you to help me, cause I am nobody. When you're in my life, I feel free on my knees. I'm begging you to help me, cause I am nobody. When you're in my life, I feel free. I feel free. When you're in my life, Lord. Back in the days, righteousness was thou shalt not.
But now in these days we sin, and now it's hard to stop. You got your breakthrough, but few days later you're back, because you didn't feed your spirit and flesh was all you got. I made a decision, I gotta lose some of my friends. Change my number, that life has come to an end. Can't listen no more to those songs that's fighting against my spirit. I'm walking away, and I'm not looking back. Bowing down on my knees, begging you to help.
I can get you one more.
Big Mike, try to call Brother John, and if not, put him in another song in there while you, because we got to get him in there. If not, we're going to go on air. That church ready.
All right.
They said give him about 5 more minutes to connect into our sound system. You're going to have to run a sound check and make sure they can hear us.
All right.
Put something else in there and call Brother John.
All right, I'm about to get it right now.
Thank you.
And every part of my body was in place. Many people died and never saw this day. So another day I live, I appreciate. Don't ever wanna act too high and mighty, cause tomorrow I can fall down on my face. So in everything, Lord, I give you praise. And I put a smile on my face. Lord, I thank you for sunshine.
Good evening,
hey,
everyone, and praise the Lord. And
get your King James Version out, Mike. I'm going to need you to help me.
All right. All right, everyone. Well, good evening, everyone, and praise the Lord, and welcome to Live Deliverance Internet Radio here on blogtalk.com. I'm your host this evening, Brother
Sound
Mike. And tonight, we would like to thank you for
Sound
tuning in and listening to us here on Live Deliverance on blogtalk.com. We would like to thank our sponsor for tonight's teaching, Reverend D.W. Dalton, and the church that are in fellowship with him. And before we get started, we're going to go ahead and give you the title for tonight's teaching. You cannot hear the voice of God with your mind. And this is going to be part two of You Cannot Hear God, the Voice of God with Your Mind. And that's going to be given by Brother Emmett. So before, without further ado, let's go ahead and turn the mic over. Brother Emmett, you have the mic.
Okay, Brother Mike, you got a sound check here. They need to get a sound check at the church. Sound check testing one.
Mike,
sound check.
Check.
We want to thank
check.
Okay, you're good. All right, we want to thank everybody for listening to us here. We have some churches that's connected here out of Phoenix, Arizona. We want to thank all of our listening audience that's listening to us. Church of God through His Word in Phoenix, Arizona. We want to thank Pastor Livingston for allowing us to stream through their church. 1,500 members. And you can go to his site, LawrenceMinistries.com, if I'm not mistaken. All right, we're going to talk about why you can't hear God from your natural mind. It's impossible. Our natural mind is carnal, and we're going to recapitulate some things that we said on part one so you can get a better understanding, because if some of you have came in on this teaching, you're going to say, what the world are they talking about? We're talking about, can you use your natural mind to hear God? The answer is no. Impossible. It is impossible to use your natural mind to hear God. You can't do it. God does have a voice, and the Lord wants to talk to us one-on-one. In the Roman Catholic Church, they believe that the only person who can do an exorcism is the priest. In order to do an exorcism, you have to hear God. God wants everybody to hear his voice. There are pastors in certain churches that will use the spirit of control, charismatic witchcraft. And I want to thank Dr. Derek Prince for bringing forth that revelation. And it's still happening today. There can be pastors that can control people. Come see me before you go. Stay. And did you go to the Bible study? Did you study this? You can study on your own, outside the concept of what they teach, but you have to test the spirits to make sure that it is true. There is a lot of error out here, and the Bible speaks of the spirit of error in 1 John 4:6. But we're going to recapitulate, and we're going to pick back up on why you can't hear God in your natural mind. You have to build the inner spirit, the spirit man. In 1 Thessalonians 5:23, the Bible says we have a body, mind, soul, and spirit. The spirit is when you read the Bible, you may not understand what you're reading, but it's going into your spirit. It's growing your spirit. It's making your spirit develop. It's making your spirit develop into the things of God. And as you keep reading the Word, it will transform you. The Word is the only thing that can clean you. Jesus says in John 15:3 that you are clean through the Word. So the Word has to clean out stuff that's not of God. And most of the stuff that we get really comes from our minds. Now, the Bible says, as newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word that ye may grow thereby. In 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 2. Grow in the word so that your spirit can hear God. Now, let's recapitulate before we get into the dialogue of this teaching. Deuteronomy chapter 5:24, the Bible says, and you said, behold, the Lord our God had showed us his glory and his greatness, and we have heard his voice. God has a voice. That's in Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 24. And God wants you to hear his voice. God wants everybody on earth to hear his voice. God wants a personal relationship with each individual, with each child, teenager, man, woman, and even animal. Animals is in the Bible. The Bible says that there will be horses coming from heaven and that Jesus will ride on a white horse. So animals are part of the kingdom of God also. God even talked to a donkey in Numbers chapter 22. It was a she, because the Bible said it was an ass. An ass is a female donkey. Why did God talk to? Because Balaam, the prophet of God, turned his back against God, and God had to use a donkey to speak through the donkey and talk. God will use anything to talk through. He wants to communicate with mankind. He wants to talk to you. So remember that tonight. And what we're going to do is look at what stops us from hearing the voice of God. Okay, Deuteronomy 5:24 again. And ye said, behold, the Lord our God has showed us his glory and his greatness. And we have heard his voice, write that down, out of the midst of the fire. We have seen this day that God does talk with man, and he liveth. Now, hold on to that and go to the book of Romans. And go to Romans chapter 2. And when you read Romans chapter 2, the Bible says, for there is no respect of persons with God. That's in Romans chapter 2, verse 11. Now turn to Romans chapter 10, verse 12. In Romans 10:12, for there is no differences between the Jew and the Greek, that's us, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. And in order to hear God, you are able to call upon him, and he will answer and say, here I am. That's what you want. Now, in certain churches, there is a movement of what you call charismatic witchcraft, where the pastor wants to control the audience, the church members. I've seen pastors put people on, well, you're not ready yet, just set up under there. And the man said in 4 or 5 years, no, he got an anointing, but no, he don't want that anointing to burst out because it may pull some of his members. All this does work in the church. If you're able to hear God, God can guide you through that turbulence. Let's look at Isaiah chapter 65, verse 2. Our thoughts are evil, the Bible says. Now, the key to this verse and this teaching tonight is based on Ezekiel chapter 38, verse 10. Remember this scripture because we're talking to you on can you use your natural mind to hear God? The answer is no, you can't. The first scripture that can knock down that type of theology is in Isaiah 55, 8. For my ways are not your ways. See, God don't think the way we think. Neither are my thoughts or your thoughts. We have to leave this carnal mind and accept Christ Jesus, Yeshua, and accept the gifts and the power that he has given through the Holy Ghost to transmit that within your spirit. And that is how you communicate to Christ. Each time I have a problem in my family with my son, my daughter, whatever, I go in tongues. Tongues is a very effective way of praying where Satan can't understand it. And we're going to talk about that later in this teaching on the importance of speaking in tongues to communicate to God. Study 1 Corinthians 14:1 and Jude chapter 1. The book of Jude says, pray ye in the Holy Ghost. Jude 1, 19, 20, and 21. Okay. Now, the Bible says that God has a voice. Let's look at this. Brother Mike, I'd like for you to turn to the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 13, verse 4. God has a voice.
You shall walk after the Lord your God and fear him and keep his commandments and obey his voice, and you shall serve him and cleave unto him.
It says obey his voice in Deuteronomy 13, 4. Now, it's your responsibility to be able to hear his voice. You cannot hear the voice of God watching TV all day. Now, football season is coming up, and there's going to be a lot of Christians that aren't going to read the Bible. I love American football. Now, I'm going to watch it all day, but I read the Bible Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, all day. I've been doing that for years. If you stay and discipline your spirit, you'll be able to hear God. But your spirit has to quicken you to hear the voice of God. So we see in Deuteronomy 13, 4 that there's a voice. Let's look at Acts chapter 12, verse 22. Turn to Acts chapter 12, verse 22.
Acts chapter 12, verse 22. And the people gave a shout, saying, it is the voice of a God and not of a man.
It is the voice of a God and not of a man. God has a voice, and God wants to talk to you, but you have to develop your spirit to hear God. Now, let's look at this in Acts chapter 12, 22. He read that. Okay. Now, the Bible says that if we obey the voice of God, it will stop sicknesses. Physical sicknesses, Jesus came on the earth to heal sicknesses. When he commissioned his 12, he commissioned them to cast out demons and to heal the sick. Mark 3, 13, 14, and 15. Our fleshly mind cannot hear God. It separates us from God. Let me give you an example of this. Turn to Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5. Now watch this. I'm going to show you why you cannot use your natural mind. I got this one, Brother Mike. You cannot use your natural mind. Watch this. Proverbs 3, 5. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart. It did not say your mind. Now, before you do that, let's go back to Ezekiel 38, verse 10, because I need to keep putting this in your spirit. Because the teaching is, can you use your natural mind to hear God? You can't. Ezekiel tells us that all kind of thoughts come into our mind. And if we don't cast those thoughts down to find out who's what, we're going to be in a lot of trouble. And a lot of Christians, because they don't get this type of doctrine or teaching from the scriptures, find themselves in error. Ezekiel 38:10, thus saith the Lord thy God, it shall come to pass that at the same time shall things come into thy mind, M-I-N-D, and thou shalt think an evil thought. That's why God doesn't talk to your natural mind. It's a zone for everything to come. So you got to get the mind of Christ. Now, the mind of Christ is in 1 Corinthians 2:16 and Philippians chapter 2, verse 5. The mind of Christ indwells as you read the word, get baptized with the Holy Ghost, with the evidence of speaking in tongues, with the power, Acts 1:8, to transform yourself spiritually where your walls can be built up. And then you'll be able to hear the voice of God. Notice it says, trust in the Lord with all thy heart. Now, watch this. Lean not unto what? Thy own understanding. That's the problem. That's your mind. If God says trust in the Lord, lean not to your own understanding, he's going to try to tell you when you trust in the Lord, that mind up there, that head up there going to try to tell you that that ain't going to work. That happens to all of us. You'll be praying, and someone will say that ain't going to work. Well, you need to stop praying. That's demons. Those are demons speaking to you. They speak to our conscience, and some of us don't even know it. This is why Jesus cast out demons throughout all of his ministry. Mark 1:23, he commissioned them in Matthew chapter 10. He commissioned them in Luke 9:1, Mark chapter 3, Mark 16:18, Matthew 28:11. He commissioned by the Spirit, not by his mind. Lean not unto thy own understanding. And say our own understanding pulls us away from God. This is why you can't use your natural mind to communicate to God. And people get frustrated trying to do that. All right. So we recapitulate, and I'm also want to let you know that the Bible speaks of a fleshly mind. I have to tell you this. The Bible speaks of a fleshly, that's human thinking, human analyzing, human figuring things out. When you figure something out, the Holy Spirit is not there. You are independent from the Holy Spirit, and that's how demons get into your mind. Now, let's look at the book of Colossians. Brother Mike, go ahead, you quote it. I'm not recording nothing. Colossians chapter 2, verse 18, and it speaks of the fleshly mind.
Colossians chapter 2 and verse 18.
You can't depend on your mind. You have to generate your spirit.
Let no man beguile you of your reward in a voluntary humility and worshiping of angels, intruding into those things which he hath not seen, vainly puffed up by his fleshly mind.
Puffed up by his fleshly mind. Now watch this. In Isaiah 65:2, it says, I have spread out my hands all the day until a rebellious people. Watch how God look at people as being rebellious. Watch this. which walketh in a way that was not good, after their own thoughts. And people's thoughts mess them up. People be thinking, I think I need to get this wife. I think I need to do this here. I think I need to do that. You have not asked God. God hasn't approved that. You can't hear the Holy Ghost, and you're going to make a mistake because Jesus Christ is not involved. God is a jealous God. He wants to be involved with everything with you. The Bible says there's no other name whereby man can be saved but that name of Jesus, Acts chapter 4, verse 12. In Joel 2:32, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be delivered. You have to call upon his name and not use your emotions and your mind. Your mind is a war, a battleground for imaginations. Let me say this again. Your natural mind is a war zone for imaginations. Turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 10. Let's read. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. That's not natural thinking. But mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations. There it is right there. Your mind brings full of imaginations. No, you can't hear God from that perspective. And every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. So in your mind, you're going to get things that acknowledge itself up against the knowledge of God, because the Bible says that. And it says casting down imagination. You have to speak that thought down. Go back to Ezekiel chapter 38, verse 10. Thus saith the Lord God, it shall come to pass that at the same time shall things come into thy mind, and thou shalt think an evil thought. That go back with the mind again. We're going to keep your focus on that because that's the subject. Can you use your natural mind to hear God? No. No, you can't. You cannot use your natural mind. So when you get using your natural mind, you're going to create your own thoughts. Isaiah 65:2 says that that separates you from the Lord. Now, if you see, and I'm going to show you how you can impose a curse on yourself, special pastors. You go right out of sermon, and the Holy Spirit ain't told you nothing about what you're writing out. You go preach it. God ain't got nothing to do with what you wrote out. Nothing. Do you know that you will speak a curse on a congregation if what you're saying is not of the Holy Ghost? Let me show you this. Let me say this again. If a pastor speaks something and the Holy Spirit did not give that to him to speak, he puts a curse on everybody that listens to that. So you need to understand, and all that's listening to me, how to hear God yourself, so when someone speaks, you can communicate to the Spirit of God, and the Lord can let you know, that's me, that's not of me. 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Verse 3, wherefore, I give you to understanding that no man speaking by the Spirit of God, no man speaking by the Spirit of God called it Jesus a curse. So if the Spirit of God have not told you to say that, and you're saying it, you are calling Jesus Christ a curse. And those that listen to that get cursed each time that pastor says something if the Holy Ghost has told him not to say it. So it's up to you, the individual, wherever you are in a church, to study the word, to be in tune with the Spirit of God, so you won't be tricked or bamboozled by anybody. God wants you to hear his Spirit and hear his word and have the nine gifts of the Spirit so that you can operate in hearing the voice of God. Now, let me show you something. Big Mike, turn to Proverbs 25:28.
All right. Proverbs chapter 25 and verse 28. He that hath no rule over his own spirit is like a city that is broken down and without walls.
Read that again, Mike.
He that hath no rule over his own spirit is like a city that is broken down and without walls.
See, if your spirit can't control your mind, your thoughts, every demon in hell is going to come in your thoughts. Your spirit is what controls the thoughts. Jesus says, the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Turn to Matthew 26:41. That's in Matthew 26:41. I want everybody to know we are a word church here. We do have cyber members all over the world. We have about 30 cyber members. We have supporters that support this ministry through their tithes, gifts, and offerings. The Lord has me because I teach his word. If you want to be part of this ministry, we do have cyber members. We do counseling and exorcism. Email us at overtonab1@gmail.com or call me at 444-461-9522. We support the nation of Israel. We lift up the name of Jesus, and we do not get involved with politics. No deliverance radio station should be talking about Jesus Christ. Got Donald Trump the president like that fool over there or Omega Man Radio. He can't hear God. See, God won't tell him to be doing the things that he's doing. That's why you can tell you need to hear God. That man cannot hear God. This is pathetic what's going on over there. He's been taking down sites and DVD sites. He prophesied that Trump was a liaison to save America. Now he took that down. I don't know what's going on over there. Stay out of politics if you're in the ministry of deliverance. If you're a pastor, don't get involved with it. Okay, give it to me, Brother Mike. Give me the scripture I told you. Matthew 26:41.
Watch and pray that ye enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak.
See, the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. What's the flesh? Thought, smell, touch, see. That's very weak. And if you don't build up your inner spirit man, if you don't build up your inner spirit man, you won't be able to hear the voice of God. The mind is the focal point of Satan's attack on us. It becomes high ground in the battle against Satan. Satan wants to attack our mind. Satan is consistent bombarding us daily, perhaps hundreds of times a day, with thoughts of unclean origin. Demons are often assigned to speak the same lie in a person's mind several times a day for a whole lifetime is necessary until they destroy them. So we need to hear God. 88% of Christians fear being mentally insane. They have to hear God. God's not telling them that. The mind is just an organism. Now, when you see pastors operating in the spirit of intellectualism, stay away from that because that's human thought. When you see rationalization, when people are trying to rationalize everything, stay away from that type of doctrine because that's not of the Lord. When you see reasoning and philosophy, you have to stay away from those things because that does not do the righteousness of God. That promotes the mind and intellect. God is not interested in your intelligence when it comes to the spiritual things of God. And people need to know this. Now, let's look at Jeremiah 6:19. Brother Mike, give me Jeremiah 6:19. Give me another one. Two more. Yeah.
Jeremiah chapter 6 and verse 19. Hear, O earth, behold, I will bring evil upon this people, even the fruit of their thoughts, because they have not hearkened unto my words, nor to my law, but rejected it.
Oh, here, behold, I will bring evil upon this people, even the fruits of their thoughts, because they have not hearkened unto my words, nor to my laws, but rejected it. Brother Mike, what's the key word in Jeremiah 16:19?
They have not hearkened unto his words.
How about the fruits of their thoughts?
The fruits of their thoughts, yes.
And that's the problem with people. Big Mike, Psalms 106:39.
All right, Psalms chapter 106. Let me get it here. Psalms 106:39. Thus were they defiled with their own works and went a whoring with their own intentions.
See there? So when you think you're going to go totally away from God, that's why people can't hear God. Give me Job 13:17. How to stop the fruits of your thoughts. Let me show you this. Job 13:17.
Hear diligently my speech and my declaration with your ears.
Hear what, Mike?
His speech.
He speak through his what, Mike? His word, right?
That's right.
You have to get into the word so you can hear Christ. Get the Holy Spirit in you. Accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Get baptized with the Holy Ghost. You need the Holy Ghost because the Holy Ghost is your comforter. Now, I'm going to show you something about the mind. It's carnal. It's carnal. It's an intimacy between God, so you can't worship him there, brothers and sisters. I want all of you to hear me, and I want everyone to tell somebody about this radio station. We got to grow up more than this. We need about 1,000 subscribers because we're teaching stuff that the devil don't want nobody to hear. So I need your eyes and ears, those who listen to this radio station, to, if you like this teaching, tell somebody to get on here so they can learn how to hear the voice of God, get teachings of how the Spirit moves, get real understanding of deliverance. We have Word of Knowledge move in our Blog Talk Ready Room, air code 646-378-1857. The Word of Knowledge really move in there. We operate in the gifts here. Tell someone about this radio station. Romans 8:6, Brother Mike.
All right. Romans chapter 8, verse 6. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace.
But to be carnally minded is death. That's natural thinking. To be natural thinking is death. Because when you natural think, you don't impose into the spirit world. The carnal's for, hey, how you doing? Speak, go pay your bills, go to work, pay your, go to school, get educated. Spirit world don't work with that. So you have to grow in the inner spirit to grow your spirit to hear his voice. Give me Jeremiah 3:16.
All right, Jeremiah chapter 3, verse 16. And it shall come to pass, when ye be multiplied and increased in the land in those days, saith the Lord, they shall say no more, the ark of the covenant of the Lord. Neither shall it come to mind, neither shall they remember it, neither shall they visit it, neither shall that be done any more.
God didn't want them to remember it from their mind. God needs your spirit, brothers and sisters. Grow your spirit, grow your inner spirit so it can hear Christ. God don't need anything of your mind. Let me show you how your mind is to the Lord. Give me Psalms 31:12.
Psalms chapter 31, verse 12. I am forgotten as a dead man out of mind. I am like a broken vessel.
Your mind is a broken vessel. Can you hear me, Mike?
Yes, sir.
Your mind is a broken vessel.
Yes, sir.
It's broken. Moses never done nothing from his natural mind. Numbers 16:28, Mike.
Numbers chapter 16, verse 28. And Moses said, hereby ye shall know that the Lord hath sent me to do all these works, for I have not done them of my own mind.
Moses never done them of his own mind. All the miracles he did, nothing from the natural. Now, the voice of God is in the Bible 109 times. The voice of God, it is in the scriptures 109 times. In Genesis 30, verse 6, and Rachel said, God had judged me and has also heard my voice and has given me a son. Therefore, call she his name Dan. All in the Bible, people have heard the voice of God, and he still wants his children today to hear. You got to sit in the Word, brothers, and get some good teaching so that it can get in your spirit to hear the voice of God. I want all of you who's listening to me to learn how to hear the voice of God. Matter of fact, I want all of you subscribers, all 231, to be members here. If you're a subscriber, if you become a member here, we'll send you DVDs, materials of John Eckhart, teachings for hours, Derek Prince for hours. Come be a member here. Learn the Word here. We teach the Word here. We may not be in a building, but we're in your home. And I'm bringing the absolute and unadulterated Word of God. Do you know that hearing the voice of God will prevent sicknesses? Brother Mike, give me Exodus 15:26.
Exodus chapter 15, verse 26. And said, if thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and will do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear unto his commandments, and keep all his statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, which I have brought upon the Egyptians. For I am the Lord that healed thee.
See, obeying God and hearing him. Many Christians walk every day and can't hear God. I know Shannon Davis can't hear God because he guessed doing deliverance. Man, I really didn't like doing deliverance to him. He would guess. He called it triage. Well, we got to patch him up. There ain't no way in the Bible. What's the name? Spirit girl, come out. Next. All right. Hallelujah. Next. He can't hear God. I used to work with him. Can't hear nothing. You got a lot of deliverance ministers out here casting out demons. Can't hear God. If any of you have been delivered from his ministries and been told to set free, call me. Not one I've had an email with. See, in order to do a good deliverance, the Holy Spirit has to tell you. And if a person don't believe in speaking tongues, they don't have the Holy Spirit. You don't have the Holy Ghost. You don't speak in tongues. Old mind will do many problems. Numbers 24:13, if Balak would give me his house full of silver and gold, I cannot go beyond the commandments of the Lord to do either good or bad of my own mind. But what the Lord says, that what I speak. Do you know that your mind has a desire, and it's not the desire of God? This is why we have to cast down imaginations, because these thoughts are constantly transforming into our thoughts. But to prevent that, when there's an evil thought, remember Ezekiel 38:10. Thus said the Lord thy God, it shall come to pass that at the same time shall thy things shall come into thy mind, and thou shalt think an evil thought. So when it comes to your mind, don't think an evil thought. Think the opposite of that. Think Christ and get that thing out. So when the Spirit of God keeps dwelling in you, that'll decrease, because you can hear the Lord, and you'll know you won't be going for that. The devil don't want anybody to hear the Lord personally on a one-on-one basis. He wants to keep people crippled from hearing the voice of God, so that you feel that God doesn't love you and God can't heal you. God can heal you, God can love you, God can bless you, and God definitely can talk to man. But Satan doesn't want that. So he will put people in position to give you doctrines that is not biblical and get you to listen to, so that you don't know how to hear God, to keep you blinded from him and allow bewitchment. We have to be careful of that. The Apostle Paul says, O foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you that you should not obey the truth, whose evident in the eyes that Jesus Christ has been set before thee. Galatians 3:1-3. Now let's look at how your mind can have a desire. Deuteronomy 18:6. Brother Mike.
Deuteronomy chapter 18 and verse 6. And if a Levite come from any of thy gates out of all Israel where he sojourned, and come with all the desire of his mind unto the place which the Lord shall choose, then he shall minister in the name of the Lord his God, as all his brethren the Levites do, which stand there before the Lord.
Didn't he say the desire of his mind?
Yes, sir.
We have a desire. That's why God doesn't talk to our natural minds. Your mind can become very sorrowful. Deuteronomy 28:65.
Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 65. And among these nations shalt thou find no ease, neither shall the sole of thy feet have rest, but the Lord shall give thee there a trembling heart, and failing of eyes and sorrow of mind.
And sorrow of mind. Your mind can make you sorrowful. That's why a lot of depression come on people. Jesus says in John 10:27, my sheep hear my voice. And most of you are not sheep because you can't hear God. I hate to say that. I got to separate. That's sad that you've been calling on Christ all your life and can't call on God and can't hear nothing. You got to go to a preacher and get a word. You have to go to a prophet and pay some money for him to prophesy smooth things. Give me Jeremiah 14:14.
All right. Jeremiah 14:14. Then the Lord said unto me, the prophets prophesy lies in my name. I sent them not, neither have I commanded them, neither spoke unto them. They prophesy unto you a false vision and divination, and a thing of naught, and the deceit of their heart.
See that? You can't hear God. Shannon Davis running around, he had a DVD on that Donald Trump was a mediator to save America. After he looked like Donald Trump sold out Russia, he's like a baby pimping to a Russian, he took it down. See, that's not hearing God. If God's going to give you a vision, oh, they had visions, and they said they had dreams and visions. When people don't know the Bible, they always say that. Why did he take it down? If it was a God, he's supposed to say he had it wrong because he ain't hearing nothing. People, God doesn't want us to be deceitful. God wants us to hear him. God wants to have a personal relationship with him so that you can commune with him. You're going to have to do some things to hear the voice of God. You're going to have to pray in the Holy Ghost. You're going to have to get the baptism of the Holy Spirit. You're going to have to do some fasting to get this flesh crucified and a lot of studying. Man does not live on bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. You got to get the word of God to fill that. So according to Proverbs 25:28, that wall, because the spirit is not grown, it doesn't have a wall. Give me Proverbs 25:28. Remember, can you use your natural mind to hear God? No.
Proverbs 25:28. He that hath no rule over his own spirit is like a city that is broken down and without walls.
You have no rule over your spirit. Your spirit can't talk to you because the word is not in there. That's why none of you can't hear God. Now, there are demons that operate in the natural mind. I'd like to let you know they're called mind-binding, confused, fear of failure, mind control. These are demonic spirits that have octopus and squid spirits, having tentacles, and they put pressure on mental pain of migraine headaches to people. Ask the Lord to serve these tentacles. You have mind idolatry, the demonic spirit of intellectualism and rationalization. When a person always trying to philosophize something, to figure it out or reason with it, and always have a sophisticated philosophy or reasoning way out in the nowhere zone and can't be simple, those are intellectual spirits. Ego, pride, and sophisticated spirits definitely cause a hindrance to the believer. The first battleground comes here with our natural thought, natural thinking. So what you got to do is meditate day and night upon the word of the Lord and shut down a lot of TV. Most people watch TV a lot. There's nothing wrong with that. But they don't ever read the word. Hang on a minute. Y'all finna cook something else? Because I'm hearing it on my radio. I'm live. I'm hearing the thing popping. Are you finna cook now? Oh, okay. All right. That's okay, Mike. That was a thing in the back popping. Yeah, that was on the stove. Okay, now let's look at what Jesus says about thinking. Since that doesn't get you aroused, God doesn't want us to do a lot of natural thinking because it gets us in trouble. The Bible says, go to the Lord on everything. Everything must be done in prayer and supplication to the Lord. Why are you going to have a major decision in your life and you won't ask God? I mean, come on. Look at that. Why would you go? You got a serious situation in your life. It may require somebody's life, a situation that someone's going to get hurt over a financial situation, over marriage, or over whatever. And you are not going to care to God and care to prayer. That's what the devil wants you to do. The Bible says that the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy in John 10:10. He will kill you if you will be praying and don't pray to God and start using your natural mind. God says, I hate vain thoughts, but thy law do I love in Psalms 119, verse 113. Then he tells us to meditate. See, if we meditate on the Bible, we won't have all this traffic up in our inner head telling us stupid stuff that is not good for any individual to believe. We get bombarded with thousands of thoughts every day. And you can't tell me that you can't because you're part of the human race. And Satan does the things of man. Matthew 16:23. Now in Psalms 119:97, it says, O Lord, how I love thy law. It is my meditation all the day. Now, if you meditate on the word of God, that can change your carnal thinking. That can change your natural thinking so that you can have the mind of Christ. If we meditate day and night, that's beneficiary for you to hear God. It's not easy hearing God. And you know, you have to, well, don't you want to hear God if you got a problem? You got to go call somebody else to ask them a question about the Bible. You got to go call your pastor. You got to wake up your husband, or you got to wake up your wife because your wife knows more than you do about. You don't want to do that. You want to get on your knees and directly communicate to Jesus Christ. Now, if you're a Christian, you should want to have a desire to want to communicate to Christ. If you're not a Christian, then you know, we got lip service Christians. Christians that really don't even confess. They don't read the Bible every day. They just go to church on Sunday. They shut the Bible down, and they do worldly things. That's not a Christian. That's double-minded. I lived that life. That doesn't work. Now, how we can be able to hear God? Go to Joshua. Now, this is very, very important that you implement this in your life, because if you do, you will be able to hear the voice of God. God speaks through his word. I hear people that don't even know the Bible. Somebody, the Lord told me. The Lord ain't told them nothing. They babies. When a child comes out of a mother womb, it don't say, hey, mama, how you doing? It don't even do it. It takes a process to hear. It's the same way with Christians. When you come to Christ, there's a process of hearing God. And the sad thing about it is that the church don't teach people individually how to hear the voice of God. Why? I really personally think, this is my own personal interpretation, that they want to control a person. I don't want to control any of you. I want to teach this word, because he that teaches, the Bible says, I'll be judged more stricter. I know the truth. It's worse for me. So I don't want to jeopardize myself with the Lord. So I want to come straight out of Scripture to distribute it to you. You must meditate. Now, the Bible says, this book of the law in Joshua 1:8, these are conditions that condition you to become spiritual-minded. Sometimes I watch Dare Prince all night. When something's troubling me, I watch Dare Prince all night. That demon left. I kept listening to Dare Prince. The Lord said, put Dare Prince on. I saw that spirit hanging right behind me. It was hanging behind me. The Lord said, just keep praying. Just listen. And it left. The Bible says, this book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth. Most people have this to part out their mouth every day. Most people don't read the Bible. They don't give a damn about the Bible. They just go through the motions and say, the hell with Jesus. But I guarantee you something happened. They're the first person to run to Jesus Christ. Help me, Lord. Lord, help me get out of this. And then after they say, the hell with you, Jesus, F you, and go on back and do the same thing. God gets tired of that. Y'all can't play God. Some people don't have no interest of God. They don't have no interest of the Bible. They haven't been taught. Their mother and their father didn't teach them nothing. They know religion. They've seen the uncle go to church. They've seen the mama go to a church two or two, but never no one saw Christianity really in operation in a house. I know I never did, because I come out of a military family. You know, my dad was Indian. My mama was Catholic. And that's a mixed-up combination right there. So you know what I went through. But the little Christianity I got was a Catholicism. But I graduated. We have to graduate whatever state you're in. You want to hear God. You don't want to live your life in these last days not hearing the voice of God. God says that he pour out his heart crying to commune with man. Now, if you do this, this can change your life. It takes time. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mind, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest do according to all that is written in therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous. There go prosperity. Creflo Dollar don't teach that type of prosperity. See, that's a lie. He teaches tithe. It's good to tithe, but you can't get rich by tithing. That's not biblical. But you can get rich by being righteous. The scripture says in Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto thee. Turn to Psalms chapter 1. In Psalms 1 it says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. Now watch this. And in his law does he meditate, there go again, day and night. Watch the benefits. And he should be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf shall not wither. Watch this now. And whatsoever he does shall prosper. I don't never lack in my ministry. God always got money for me. I don't have to ask nobody for nothing. I don't have to, you know, I don't have to go through that. Why? Meditate on the word. God, his word brings money, health, healing, and it also develops the mind of Christ within you. That's the most important thing. Now, we're going to close. But I'm going to show you why all the thinking God doesn't want us to do. Turn to Matthew chapter 6. We're going to close with this. In Matthew chapter 6, the Bible says, Jesus says something very interesting. In Matthew 6:25, he says, therefore I say unto you, take no thought. Even Jesus telling you, stop all this thinking. You can't hear God that way. He says, take no thought. We ain't supposed to be thinking about what? Your life. Every day we woke up thinking about our life. How you going to pay the light bill? How you going to pay the gas bill? How you going to get gas to go here? We ain't supposed to go there. And if the devil keep you at that level, you're always struggling, and you're not able to go above to be successful in the things of God. Because you're trapped with the gas, light, and water. You can't go above that. Why? You don't put Christ first. You don't put his kingdom first. You don't meditate day and night. Because if you meditate day and night, he says you shall be prosperous. Notice Jesus says, therefore I say unto you, take no thought. Now watch this. Go on Matthew chapter 6, verse 27. Which of you by taking thought? That's another one. Go on Matthew 6, 31. Therefore, take no thought. There it is again. Over and over and over, God does not want us to think and figure things out. He wants us to trust him and stop analyzing him. This is what blocks people from hearing the voice of God. We want to thank you for listening to us here at Live Deliverance Internet Radio. We want to thank you for the support and the ministry we have with Rev. D.W. Dawson. We want to thank that ministry that's listening to us. God bless you. If you'd like to become a cyber member here, email me at overtonav1@gmail.com. We have Apostle Andrew J. Scott, Greater Works International Ministries in Kingston, Jamaica, Monday night at 8 Central Standard Time, 9 Eastern. Wednesday night Bible study at 9 Eastern. The third Friday of every month, they have a Miracle Week. And on Sundays, they have a 10 o'clock Eastern Standard Time here, 11 o'clock our time, live services in Kingston, Jamaica. We also have Apostle Dr. Derek Prince. We have Win Worley, one of the founders of the Deliverance Ministry in the early 80s. We have Frank Hammond, the author of Pigs in the Parlor. We have Frederick K.C. Price, myself, Minister Candace Durden. And we have some teaching of Apostle Andrew J. Scott also. We're a word church. We believe in the word of God from Genesis to Revelation. We believe in the nine gifts of the Spirit, and we are a deliverance ministry, that of casting out of demons. Jesus commissioned all of his disciples to cast out demons, including you. Don't forget to sow a seed here at Live Deliverance Internet Radio. We need your contributions here. Please go to our PayPal site, and we appreciate your tithes, gifts, and offering. Again, thank you for listening to us. Come join us in our room now at air code 646-378-1857. Shalom. All right, Brother Mike, let's open up the lines.
All right. start with area code 615.
Let's start with you. Let's start with the pastor first, Big Mike. We got to start with you. Got to open up. Thought.
Oh. Hey, man. Sorry about that. Hey, man. I did enjoy that sermon because of the fact that, you know, we do rely on our minds too much, you know, instead of relying on Christ, you know, and the Holy Spirit. And because the reason why I said it is because of the fact that we always try to see things and reason and control things. That's the biggest problem that a lot of people have in their mind with using their minds, the fact that they're trying to always control and trying to manipulate the situation to come out, you know, to how they want it, you know. And you can't do that, especially when you're dealing with the Holy Spirit, this, that, and the other, because of the fact that the Holy Spirit, you can't control it. You can't manipulate that, you know. So for somebody, you know, we try to manipulate or we try to make things come,
yes, that's right,
you know, how we want it, then
that's right,
where the issue comes in, because we're not trusting
that's
in Christ.
Right.
You know, we're trusting
that's
in
right
our natural
that's
mind
right
and our and the strength, the arm of man.
Who the next person we got, Brother Mike?
All right. Area code 615.
Hello?
Hello. Yes, ma'am?
Hey. Good evening, Pastor. How are you?
Sister Teresa, I want to get you in here to get that testimony. I forgot about you.
I know. I know. Hey, I listened last night and I called in too. Mm-hmm.
Sister Dirty called me and told me the good news.
Yeah, we have. Well, our last two sessions were pretty intense, I'll have to say.
Wow.
Pretty intense.
Yes.
But Sister Durden, she hung in there with me.
Gunkase hung in there. Gunkase said, I did it. Gunkase was jumping
yeah
up and down. I said, dog, I had to get on air, Sister Teresa. I had to go on to do radio.
Yeah, I know. I understood. But she didn't miss a beat. So the Lord had his way. I'm telling you, it's I don't know where to start about my testimony, but you know, with me growing up, I grew up in a dysfunctional home. I thought it was pretty dysfunctional. My dad had bipolar disorder, and but there was a lot more going on in my family that I learned later on in life. As an older adult, I started having traumatic memories come up, and it was some ritual abuse. You could have knocked me over with a feather. I would have never thought that in a million years that would be my family. But sure enough, you know, traumatic memories are different than regular memories. It's like people with, you know, that have been military or have had severe accidents and lots of things. PTS is those memories. They roll like a movie, like you're right in the middle of it. And all the details and experience, you just know you're not making any of that up, you know. So, yeah, I was really blessed to have a counselor that counseled me for about 3 years. And she knew how to do some deliverance. And at that point, you know, I've been a Christian since I was 7 years old and was baptized in the Baptist church. I'm grateful for that. My parents took me to church, and the Lord called me. You know, I heard his call, and I responded, and I was so grateful for that. Growing up in the Baptist church, they didn't really talk about the Holy Spirit very much, you know, and I would you know, we had a lot of Bible teaching, which I was very grateful for, and the scriptures. And so we were taught the scriptures. And, you know, even as a small child, I knew about Elijah and Elisha and prophets. And I was like, all these men hear from God, you know, but I don't hear so many pastors or my pastor talking about what God said to him, or hear other Christians talking about what God was talking to him. Like you were saying tonight, you have to learn how to hear the voice of God. And when I was a teenager, I went off to college and I met this girl. We had, that was back in the 70s, so I'm kind of telling my age, but we had charismatic renewal going on in our campus. And I didn't know anything about the gifts of the Holy Spirit because my church didn't teach about it. But one of my friends in this Bible study group that got started up, I mean, I'll tell you, the Lord was working. And she came to my dorm room one night and asked me would I pray with her, because I was really interested in the Holy Spirit and speaking in tongues and the gifts. And she prayed with me, and I tell you what, I spoke in tongues for probably about an hour when it came on me. I was just so fascinated, and it just felt like just he was just cleaning me out. It just like water, you know, it is a lot like water. The Lord was just really preparing me for a lot of stuff that, you know, being able to hear his voice. Later on, I was taught how to hear the Lord's voice, and because I had such a great hunger for that. Even in the charismatic churches, people really didn't really teach you how, you know. They didn't really take you by the steps, and I was given a book called Dialogue with God by Pastor Mark Berkler, and it took you step by step on, you know, just how to hear the Holy Spirit and how the Lord's voice always agrees with his word. So you've got to really know the word of God, or you can get off so bad, because demons will try to get in there and tell you all kinds of stuff, you know.
Yes, ma'am.
People can get off.
That's right.
So
that's right, Mr. Teresa. That's so true, ma'am. And you help us during the deliverance procedure. You real season in the word. I want Miss Teresa, everybody to hear me. I want them to hear the Lord himself. I don't want them to come to me, because people can deceive people. I've seen so many Christians come to me being so deceived by pastors. I had a lady told me that a pastor told her, you have to sow $3,000 in order you get your blessing. And that woman followed that man, and she never got a blessing, but she was out of her house money. I have seen that. That's wrong. And Christians can be vulnerable. They can be very vulnerable if they don't hear God's voice.
That's right. That's right. You got to check it. You know, you've got to check. And so once you get comfortable with, you go through the checks and make sure that it sounds like God and it lines up with his word. And you have other people, if you're not sure, you have people over you to check you to see if that's really true. Because, I mean, if you don't have somebody to help you to check and have a pastor that knows how to hear God, you're in kind of a hard place. You got to have somebody that says, yeah, that sounds just like God to me. So anyway, I was just, I kind of got off on that. But, you know, it's so important in the Christian life to be able to hear the Lord talk to you. And I don't know where I'd be if I couldn't hear his voice. It's just, you know, we all get in tight spots and go through a lot of things. And
yes, ma'am.
It's just so sweet whenever he just drops a special word in your heart, you know. That,
yes, ma'am.
Just makes you know that he knows right exactly where you are and what you're going through, and he cares. And
yes, ma'am.
Anybody out there that is seeking the Lord, you just pray and ask the Lord to reveal himself and be open to the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And I'm sure, Pastor, you would lead anybody that wants to.
Anybody. You've got to get the
anybody.
Baptism of the Holy Spirit. Yes. Everybody,
you
please get the baptism of the Holy Ghost. That's where you get your power from.
That's right. And so later on, when I started having those traumatic memories come, and I got it already lined up a lady to help me, which it was just amazing and miraculous. And I got a lot of healing, and she helped me so much because there's not a lot of people that know about ritual abuse. I mean, there's a lot of people that have been ritually abused, but there's not a huge amount of people in the Christian church that can help anybody with it, you know.
Right,
and you
right.
got to have people that know how to cast demons out. You got to have Christians that are not afraid to cast demons out. And because that's just a part of life, because we're in a battle. We are in a battle every day.
Oh, it is.
You've got to just know that, because it's so subtle sometimes. People don't realize it. It's just the enemy is sly and crafty, and he'll slip a thought in, and you don't catch it. And pretty soon you're going down this thing that is like, uh-oh, no, wait a minute, that's not right. Mm-mm, that was not godly at all. And it just makes you start feeling depressed, and you're just like, no, uh-uh, you got to stop it. You just got to stop
it. Right.
And speak the word out. Even when I'm in deliverance sessions with you all, the Lord will bring a word up or a picture or something, because he wants, he just knows how to help. Well, he's in charge of it anyway, but I'm just saying that any way I can help, I try to help. And just
yes, ma'am.
Yield to the Holy Spirit.
Well, you definitely has helped us.
Well, I pray that you get a lot of other helpers too, because it's just so necessary. The church that I attend on Sundays, they don't have a deliverance minister. They don't have anybody there. And so, I mean, people need that. People need that, because, I mean, we're talking sickness and disease is caused by demons. It's caused by demons. You've got mental illness. It's caused by demons. You've got all kinds of things that they label depression and this, that, and the other that's caused by demons. It's just, and then people open themselves up by going into the occult, like my family did. And then I've got all this stuff coming down the family line that people maybe were not even involved with, you know, some of my siblings, but they get the same names coming down the line. But anybody that's still listening out there that you're feeling oppressed, sometimes we get under oppression as Christians, and we go through things that we just need a deliverance. I really firmly believe that deliverance is a huge part of what the Lord wants the church body to be doing, ministering to each other, and anybody can do it. I've cast out demons myself. And you just got to trust God that he's the one that's got the power, and he'll do it. And you just trust him and cast him out, because people need that. You don't want to see them struggling under the oppression of an evil spirit. And the more you practice hearing the voice of God, the more I believe that he'll call each one of us out to do special work for him. Different times I've done different things in the church and taught Sunday school. I've been in intercessory prayer and teams, and you know, it's just all necessary. Everybody that the Lord moves on to do anything to help a body, you need to just be open to do whatever the Lord calls you to do, because we just all need each other so much. I just am so grateful for Pastor Overton and Sister Durden for all the time that they've spent with me. I couldn't tell you how many demons have been cast out of me. I really don't even know. There's been a huge amount just because of the ritual abuse that I endured as a baby. I mean, I was very small. And then there's some people that grow up in that, and they need help too. And so if you need help, if you feel like you just have troubles that you can't get rid of, if you feel depressed, if you have lots of reoccurring nightmares, or if you've ever been involved with the occult and you want to get free, call on Pastor Overton and get set up and become a member and just enjoy what the Lord has freedom for you, because the difference is just amazing. Once you get rid of those demons that are causing a lot of those thoughts to keep popping up, you'll have freedom through the Holy Spirit, and to be really that child of God that's enjoying the peace that passes all understanding. So I guess that's it for me, unless you have any other questions, Pastor.
God bless you. I'm going to call you and let you know, see, can you get on next Monday?
See if I can get on?
Yeah, I got a free slot Monday. If you want to get on Monday, you're welcome to give your testimony. That will be a blessing to our listening audience. Yes, ma'am. I have a free slot for Monday.
Okay.
So you know how to get into this room, right? Okay, we'll talk about it before I post it. If you commit to me tomorrow, I'll post it tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
Whenever you want to do it.
Well,
amen.
You ask me a bunch. Okay, all right.
Do you want to do it Monday?
Let me pray about it.
Okay, let me know. God bless you, and thank you for your support to this ministry, Ms. Teresa. You've been a blessing to us. You remind me of my mother.
Oh, good.
I told that sister, and I was crying. I said, she looks just like my mama. Boy, you look like my mama. Face, features, everything. You got my mama spirit.
Oh, that's sweet. Thank you.
God bless you, ma'am.
God bless you, sir.
845. Can you hear me?
Yeah, amen, brother.
Hold up. Wait a minute. I got your letter.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Big Mike.
That's letter. Eddie didn't know that.
Oh, hold up, 845. I'm going to read this letter. I'm tired of this. Hey, Big Mike.
I have retired.
Yes, sir.
No, ain't no retired. You wrote this letter. This is 845, Pastor. My heart is bleeding for this NFL team. I've had many dreams of this team. I've seen this team go to the big dance 6 times for the next 10 years. I have found plans to get agents to the rest of my life to the San Diego Chargers.
Oh, brother, well, so at least it's not the Buffalo Bills.
Now, and henceforth this day, I'd like to ask you to call Big Mike and ask when he joined me in this endeavor to be a life.
No.
As long as Mike is coming with me, then I'm totally fine with that.
Oh, y'all heard about the trade. Wait a minute, 845. Y'all ain't been trading. Hold on. 845 and Big Mike, y'all haven't been trading in a long time.
Oh, man.
Long.
Yeah, sure.
Hello, wait 1 minute. Ring. Yeah.
Oh. Oh, man, I missed that sound.
I got Big Mike and they said they're right in my office. Yeah, what's up? You sending Big Mike and 845 to the Argonauts.
I'm in Canada.
They're 2-12 for the past 4 years. Oh.
Oh, man.
Okay. All right, I'll let them know. Y'all, Argonauts. They said pack your stuff and get out of here. Go to Toronto Argonauts.
Oh, man.
That's kind of rough, ain't it?
Oh, yeah. I'm missing San Diego right now.
Big Mike, 845, what do you think about this sermon?
Brother, the teaching, as always, was refreshing. I mean, listening to Sister Teresa, too, brother, that was uplifting, brother. I mean, to hear her speak about her testimony, brother. I mean, I hear a lot of testimonies like that about SRA, and brother, that's some serious stuff. I mean, it really puts a burden in my heart to like pray, and it gives me a motivation, and it's just such a wonderful thing that you know God found her the way He did, and He's touching so many other people out there too, to you know get them out of the grips of the devil, brother. I mean, Satan's got so many people bound up in this earth. So, you know, we need Jesus Christ like evermore, brother. And you know, it always goes back to the fundamentals. You know, it's just a relationship with Jesus Christ. It, you know, it isn't in religion. It's not in any ritual. It's just a straightforward, a straightforward relationship with Jesus Christ, brother. And that's what it always comes down to. So, you know, I'm just thankful for Jesus. I'm thankful for, you know, I'm thankful for testimonies like that. And I'm thankful. I'm always thankful for teachings here, brother. And you know, God speaks through here all the time, mightily. And I'm just very, very thankful. And I'm very blessed, brother.
Amen.
It's always good to be
Amen.
Here.
Amen. Amen. Love you, man.
I love you guys too.
Air code 770, Blog Talk Radio. How can we help you? Okay, we want to thank our sponsor, Reverend D.W. Dawson. We want to thank my pastor, Apostle Andrew J. Scott, Greater Works International Ministries. Hey, everybody, check out the apostle. I'll tell you, if you want to see miracles on the third Friday, you see people really getting out of wheelchairs, man. This brother is really, really, really anointed. Now, you got to get caught up when they speak patois in Jamaica, so sometimes they speak a little fast, but you'll see the miracles, and you'll be able to hear them because they do know that we have an American audience. Tonight, Dr. Derek Prince is going to be coming on 12 midnight. And we're going to be running the Dr. Derek Prince all day, beginning tonight midnight, all the way to Wednesday midnight. Dr. Derek Prince, www.livedeliverance.com.
God was at work in the 20th century. There'll be one name that's bound to feature prominently. Derek Prince. A humble man and a world-class Bible scholar, his steadfast commitment to God and obedience to the Holy Spirit turned him into one of the most loved and respected Bible teachers of his time. For over six decades, Derek Prince's life-changing Bible teaching became a source of inspiration to millions of Christians around the world. Born into a British military family in Bangalore, India, in 1915. At the age of 14, he won a scholarship to Eton, and, later on, a place at Cambridge. Having excelled in his studies, Derek was elected to a prestigious fellowship in ancient and modern philosophy at King's College, Cambridge, the youngest person ever to be elected to that position. Derek's academic career was interrupted abruptly by World War II. In 1940, on the basis of his philosophical convictions, he chose to join the Royal Army Medical Corps as a non-combatant. Despite declaring at the time that religion doesn't do much for me, Derek took a Bible with him to read on his postings, considering it to be a philosophical work, At first, the Bible made a different sense to him. But as he continued to read his Bible in an army barrack in Yorkshire in July 1941, God opened Derek's eyes. On that day, God taught him two crucial lessons that remained with him for the rest of his life. Recalling that supernatural experience, he says,
"I heard the voice of Jesus speaking very, very clearly through the scriptures, the Bible. And from the day that I heard his voice till this day, there are two things I've never doubted. I've never doubted that Jesus is alive, and I've never doubted that the Bible is the Word of God."
Almost immediately after his powerful conversion, Derek Prince was shipped off to North Africa.
Okay, Big Mike, they are ready to close out now. They just turned their amp off, closed us out in prayer. I was just waiting for the signal.
Amen. All right, precious and kind Heavenly Father, we thank you, Father, for the teaching tonight, Father. We ask, Father, that it be a blessing, Father, to those who have heard it, Father. Father, let their understanding and reasoning be open, Father, that they may receive it, Father, and that, Father, we all learn, Father, that we're not to use, Father, our natural mind, but rely on you, Father. Rely on the Holy Spirit, Father. Let the Holy Spirit lead us, Father, in all our endeavors, Father, and everything that we do, Father. Let us not premeditate what we're going to do, Father. Take no thought on what we're going to do, Father, but fully trust and rely on you. Father, we ask that you will bless each and every person out there listening, all of the cyber members here, and all of the ministers and teachers, Father, associated with the ministry and who are listening worldwide. In the mighty name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we pray, amen.
God bless everybody. Big Mike, I'll see you at 11 o'clock.
All right.